Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Emerging risks such as cyber threats, regulatory changes, and economic volatility are reshaping the directors and officers' insurance landscape, driving insurers to adapt their strategies. With an uptick in cyber-related claims and evolving litigation trends, insurers are refining their underwriting practices, tightening policy terms, and leveraging advanced technology for risk assessment and claims management. AI and data analytics are playing a growing role in evaluating exposures, while insurers balance the challenge of rising claim severity with opportunities to develop more tailored coverage solutions. As the market evolves, D&O insurers must navigate these shifts to remain competitive and effectively manage emerging threats. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other trends in the D&O insurance market is Ziad Kabersi. He's the head of the Financial Institutions Executive Liability and Transactional Risk Units at the Hartford Financial Lines. Ziad, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having us.
Ziad, you recently spoke on a panel at the Plus D&O Symposium in New York City. Can you tell us about some of the key messages that you and your fellow panelists discussed?
We talked about a lot of different things, but some of the key issues that we were facing today in the marketplace with the evolving risk landscape, and that includes everything from inflation, geopolitical risks, and the complexity around technology companies. So we talk about cybersecurity quite a bit. It's something that's forefront in the minds of most boards and most publicly traded companies. It's something that they take seriously. Today, we see more and more companies taking more stringent controls within their cybersecurity framework, looking at hiring CISOs, accessing third-party resources to help develop tabletop exercises, testing phishing exercises across their company. So companies are very aware of the risks that exist today. And as we're seeing, you know, cybersecurity claims have been sort of creeping up, but nothing of concern at this point. I think today cyber is becoming more of an operational risk, something that everyone's aware of and concerned about. The risks that really concern us are really around some of the emerging technologies, whether it be AI or even just this other industries or sectors that come into play from AI, and understanding sort of what the risks are and how to address those risks has been a little challenging since this is sort of an emerging area for us. The beauty of being an organization of this size and scope is that we do have significant resources available to us that allow us to better understand the changing dynamics in the industry, understanding what risks to be aware of, how to sort of resource and restructure our models to better understand what the impact is of the driving change in the sector. And as we try to put pen to paper and analyze these risks, it's really an issue of how do we get our arms around controlling these risks in a sense that we want to cover what we want to cover, but at the same time, we want to be able to price the risk accordingly. And that sort of goes into that whole second step is like really sort of the misalignment between the trends that we're seeing today and the pricing of the business. And that's something we can talk about in more detail, but we are seeing, you know, unfavorable trends with claims frequency. So you're seeing an uptick in securities class actions. You're seeing a reduction in the total number of publicly traded companies. So the capital markets are not seeing as robust of a time period. And then on top of that, loss costs continue to rise. With all of this in mind, you're still seeing significant competition in the marketplace coming off of the hard market, and a significant amount of capital had come into our marketplace creating these new entities, which is pushing pricing even further down. So we've seen a steady decline for the last 2.5 years from a pricing standpoint, which does not align with what we're seeing from a risk standpoint.
expanding on some of the emerging risks that you just talked about in terms of cyber threats and other risks, can you tell us a little bit more about how they are impacting the directors and officers insurance landscape and what strategies insurers are adopting to mitigate those risks?
Yes, absolutely. So what we're seeing is that the directors and officers liability insurance is actually in a better place today with regards to cyber insurance, in the sense that, you know, following the cyber disclosure requirements by the SEC, companies are now more transparent in how they're managing and assessing risk within their companies. But at the same time, there's still requirements where any sort of cyber breach has to be disclosed publicly and within a certain amount of time once they determine the materiality of the breach. So a lot of these companies have actually partnered with law firms who have specialized cyber units, as well as breach coaches, forensics teams, notification companies that work together to address these issues as they emerge. Us, from an insurance standpoint, have better documentation to assess and analyze the risks that these companies face as they disclose them in their 10Ks. It gives us a better sense of sort of where they are in their cyber framework, you know, how they're assessing risk, what risks exist. And so that gives us the information that we need to underwrite those risks appropriately. Now, understanding there's no full control over cyber exposure, and as we know, the bad actors continue to get better and better at breaching companies and accessing data. We are aware of the fact that some of these things are not within our control. So how we manage it is we realize that there's two parts to cyber. There's the cyber actual incident, and then there's the cyber exposure to the D's and O's. And the cyber exposure to the D's and O's is really around their resiliency and their processes in managing risk. And as long as we can get a comfort level with how they're managing that risk within their organizations, what processes, what risk structure exists, that gives us that sort of affirmative position to say, this is a risk that we can absorb.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Ziad, what are some of the trends or shifts that you're seeing today in the types of claims being filed in the D&O insurance market? And how are those trends influencing underwriting practices and policy terms?
Yeah, so we are seeing an increase in AI claims. So over the last year, we've seen almost 100% increase in the number of claims filed. That's relatively new to us. It's not something that we've seen historically, mainly because AI is a relatively new industry sector. What we are seeing is also the increase in the severity of what we call derivative claims. Now, historically, we've looked at SCAs as sort of being the driving factor with regards to exposure for public company D&O. What we're finding is that derivative actions are now becoming more material when we assess risks. And so if you look at the statistics between 2010 and 2018, the average derivative claim settled for $171 million. Over the last 5 years, we've seen 2 years that exceeded $1 trillion and 2 years that exceeded over $600 billion. So what does this do for us? It just changes our way of assessing risk. And so the Hartford has, you know, plenty of resources within the organization that we leverage to opine on a lot of these factors, whether it be the economists, the data scientists, the actuaries, our claims professionals. All of those together can help us better assess or identify risk factors that can impact derivative-related claims, and not just what the impacts are from a risk analysis standpoint, but what the severity of those exposures are. And what we have to do is we are constantly looking at recalibrating our models and adjusting for trends, the economy, industry performance, and loss costs. And these are the resources that help us stay ahead of these emerging issues. One of the other areas that we do see and currently it's moving extremely fast, is the digital assets or crypto sector. So more and more companies are accepting of cryptocurrency, whether it be crypto companies, cryptocurrencies, whether it be supporting industries like blockchain companies. These are all essentially emerging sectors that we did not have much understanding of. What we are finding is that we are leveraging both internal and external resources to get a better sense of what those risks are, how those industries sort of mesh into our risk profile. And more importantly, we're waiting on the SEC's development of a cyber framework. And once that comes into play, it gives us more insights and more understanding of what to expect and what to look for in risks around those industry sectors.
What are some of the key challenges and opportunities that D&O insurers are currently facing in the market today? And how are they adapting to those changes?
Well, that's something we grapple with every day. The biggest concerns we have right now is sort of the increased severity trends. And this is a product of a couple of things. One is that we've seen companies get larger. So if you look at over the last 10 years, 10 years ago, there was no company with a $1 trillion market cap. Today, we have over 10 companies that are valued over $1 trillion. You look at the makeup and composition of those companies 10 years ago, you had financial institutions, oil and gas, pharmaceutical, retail, technology. It was a sort of mosh posh of various different industries. Today, 9 out of those 10 companies are tech companies. And then with that, you're seeing that the actual losses resulting from a drop in the stock market or a drop in that particular company's valuation is more impactful than it was 10 years ago, which means significant more losses to the shareholders. And what does that mean for us? That means that the actual severity of these claims becomes significantly higher. And what we're seeing is that alongside loss costs continuing to increase, and that is the cost of defending claims, the cost of bringing in expert witnesses, the cost of e-discovery functions, have all increased dramatically, raising the overall cost of insurance. Now, how does that translate to the actual cost that we're charging customers and clients for that insurance? That continues to go down due to pressure, competition. And so there's this sort of misalignment between where the trends are going and how we price our risk. And so this gives us an opportunity to be a lot more surgical around where and when we play. So being opportunistic during times where we think pricing is more sustainable for our portfolio. And then also utilizing the significant resources that we have as an organization to recalibrate our models to better understand where we are at optimal pricing, where we're underpriced, where we're overpriced, and then looking at trends within sectors to better understand what areas we want to be heavier in versus areas we want to be lighter in. And a lot of this is something that we're dealing with as an industry, is really the convergence of data and the abundance of data. So companies out there have access to the same data feeds, third-party data, and some have more robust internal data. Us as an organization have 30-plus years of data in this sector, and we leverage all of that to better understand where we see risk and where we see risk from an industry standpoint, from a size standpoint, from a sector standpoint. And this creates this convergence where all companies are sort of seeing the same information, give or take, disruption in between there. So they're leaning towards the same areas, creating a highly competitive landscape around certain sectors, and then making newer industry sectors or some sectors more challenging, where you're seeing almost this bifurcation of like a soft and a hard market playing together. And so it's becoming more challenging to develop a more balanced portfolio, because you're seeing people cut pricing in certain areas, and then you're seeing them take a hard stance in certain areas. And so this is where sort of the nuance of bringing in all these resources within an organization is you're able to look at your portfolio at any given time and say where you're overweighted, where you're underweighted, and sort of shift all of that around to optimize it to what you think is accretive to your portfolio and has long-term sustainability.
Earlier, you talked a bit about technology. When you look at technology, what role do you see it playing and how do you see it evolving in the D&O insurance market in the coming years, particularly in terms of risk assessment, underwriting, and claims management?
Technology is something that we're all grappling with within our industry, and it's something that we're taking very seriously. As you can imagine, like, our expense ratios are a significant part of our overall P&L. And so leveraging technology to build efficiencies, and both in the operational side, whether we can use technology and large language models to synthesize large amounts of data into more like structured format where we can utilize it more effectively, is very important. And so we as an organization, as well as the industry as a whole, are looking at different ways where we can utilize, whether it be AI or new software or, you know, better resources to review large documents, take that information, put it in a format or a structure where we can actually look at very specifically the key risk factors. It also helps us in the operational side where we can reduce expenses through utilizing technology and software to expedite processes, which is extremely important, and also helps us better understand the data that we have, as well as the information that we have and the historical information that we have. So like when you're looking at a claim scenario, it's always good to see like how many other claims came in of a similar type on a similar industry with a similar plaintiff's firm, and then make an assessment based on one, historical information, how that claim's going to sort of develop or progress. And technology is essentially something that we're all coming to terms with, is how do we use it more effectively? How do we make it assist and support and supplement the underwriting process? Will it replace underwriting? In some cases, it's possible. But in some cases, it's really about pulling that information and putting it in front of an underwriter so that they can review the information, assess the risk, and do it in a much faster way. Now, one of the things that we are grappling with is really the reliance on the data, and is it accurate? And so a lot of times right now, we're still going through a verification process to determine whether or not the data that's being extracted is being synthesized in a way that is accurate to what we are looking for. And so a lot of times we find that we're doing double work right now, just trying to get a better understanding of, is the information we were getting the right information? And do we want to make a decision based on that information, or do we want to supplement it with additional expertise, experience, or resources that we can utilize?
Ziad, this has been so interesting, so informative, and I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
That was Ziad Kabirsi, head of the Financial Institutions, Executive Liability, and Transactional Risk Units at the Hartford Financial Lines. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.